The Showbiz Slot with Nathan Head.
Today I'm going to be talking about one of my favourite ghost stories, Blythe Spirit. Blythe Spirit's a play written by Noel Coward.
Now I should like to sing you a song that I wrote very long ago and far away. It's called Mad Dogs and Englishmen. In tropical climes, there are certain times of day when all the citizens retire to tear their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules that the greatest fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray. Papalaka, 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 boo, that's natives. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go up in the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just what the natives shun. They put their scotch or rye down and lie down. In the mangrove swamps where the python romps, there is peace from 12 till 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, for there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom, if ever, done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 out in the midday sun.
Noel Coward was an English playwright, composer, director, actor and singer, known for his wit and flamboyance. In the 1950s, he achieved fresh success as a cabaret performer, performing his own songs such as Mad Dogs and Englishmen, which you just heard, and Don't Put Your Daughter on the Stage, Mrs. Worthington. He also wrote the famous song Mad About the Boy. Noel Coward was behind the story that Brief Encounter was based on, called Still Life, but as I mentioned earlier on, my personal favourite work of his is Blythe Spirit. It was first produced at the Manchester Opera House, and then had its West End premiere at the Piccadilly on July 21st, 1941.
Almost immediately after it had been written, within a week, during a holiday in Port Merion.
I see myself, having got a job, walking on wings along the Strand, uncertain whether to laugh or sob, and clutching tightly my mother's hand. I never cared who scored the goal, or which side won the silver cup. I never learned to bat or bowl, but I heard the curtain going up.
On the first night, there was an enormous bomb crater right outside the theatre, and the smartly dressed audience had to pick its way over the rubble to get in. The story concerns socialite and novelist Charles Condamine, who invites an eccentric clairvoyant, Madame Arcati, to his house to conduct a séance, hoping to gather material for his next book. The scheme backfires when he's then haunted by the spirit of his mischievous first wife, Elvira. The plot thickens when neither Charles, Arcati, or even Elvira knows why or how she's returned to our world.
I'm afraid I don't know the technical term for it.
Oh, where have you come from?
You know, it's very peculiar, but I've sort of forgotten.
Well, you'd be here indefinitely. I've been married to Ruth for 5 years and you've been dead for 7.
Elvira makes continual attempts to disrupt Charles's marriage to his second wife, Ruth, who cannot see or hear the ghost.
Why should having a cheese thing for lunch make me see my deceased wife after dinner?
Never know, it's rather rich.
The play was first seen on the West End in London in 1941 and set a new long-run record for non-musical British plays of 1,997 performances. Coward adapted the play for film in 1945, starring Rex Harrison and the fantastically zany Margaret Rutherford as Madame Arcati.
I'm afraid I'm rather late, but I had a sudden presentiment that I was going to have a puncture, so I went back to fetch my pump. And then, of course, I didn't have a puncture at all.
Well, perhaps you will on the way home.
A musical adaptation called High Spirits was also directed by Noel Coward on Broadway in 1964. Here is Shirley Bassey singing a song from the musical called You'd Better Love Me, which is performed by the character Elvira just after she reveals herself to Charles. Bassey recorded this track live in 1966.
You'd better love me while you may. Tomorrow I may fly away. I need your gentle touch, that continental touch, that elemental touch, and you want me to, and I know that you do. You'd better love me while I'm here. Tomorrow I may disappear, so don't let this miracle. The clock ticks fast above me. If you think for me, plenty of me. You better love me while you may. You better love me while you may. Tomorrow I may fly away. I need your gentle touch, your continental touch, your elemental touch, and you want me to, and I know that you do. You better love me while I'm here. Tomorrow I may disappear. So don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks fast above me. If you think fondly of me, you'd better love me while you may.
Wild Spirit's also been adapted for television many times over the years. Some notable performances include Lauren Bacall.